Panthers Radio in association with Zynomics with head coach Corey Nielsen, ahead of the New Year's Eve game against the Coventry Blaze. And coach, another sold out building, should be a great occasion.
Yeah, looking forward to it. I thought the crowd last game was really good. I thought, you know, first spells of that game, we were really good and obviously didn't finish as strong as I would have liked. But we're looking forward to another opportunity to go out there and perform.
Of course, last time you was here, it was a rather spicy rivalry that we had with the Coventry Blaze. Are you looking forward to reigniting that once again?
Oh, yeah, there was some certainly some doozies there. But yeah, the leagues come around. It's so different now, the way you know, players are built and the way they compete. Obviously, concussions and all these things have affected the game. But I'm a little bit more old school. I'm trying to encourage these guys to put some bodies on people and play aggressive and show that little fight and compete. And, you know, I like it when games are combative, like when, you know, you see a fight and block shots and people running people through the boards. I mean, that's hockey. That's where we should be at.
Because it seemed a tough training session today. First one back, we're putting the boys through their paces.
Yeah, torture them. It's always like this. They get a day off, you know, days off are earned, and then you obviously have to get your conditioning back up. Tomorrow will be nice and short, but yeah, today was quite a session. We went for a full 90 minutes, and you know, they know at after every couple games or few or weekend, you know, they always have to pay the fiddler. So however many goals against they concede, or we concede, I should say, we got skate. So it's tough.
Where do you feel the team is at now? You've been here a few weeks. You've managed to get your systems in place. How do you feel things are going?
You know, we're as a coach, you're never where you want to be. Their connectivity, their attention to detail has been solid. And now it's just about, you know, them not just knowing the information. It's to free them up so that they, you know, these become patterns, predictable patterns, so they're in the right spot and they're not just, you know, standing and thinking, am I in the right spot or should I be doing this? It's just, oh, this is what we're doing. This is where I am. This is where I go next, and so on and so on. And then once that pattern building happens, everything will become much faster. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Coach, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.